We are an elder-led church, and that simply means that God produces or brings the elders to our church. And both Greg and Ron are a part of our church as elders. And basically, the responsibility as far as leadership of the church rests on our shoulders. This is not something that we pride ourselves in at all. This is something that we take as very, very serious. And we meet weekly, every Friday morning. And then we meet once a month for a full-time meeting of a couple of hours. But I just want to say praise to God because these two guys are just a gift to this church. And the wisdom and the blessings that they have been to my life is without exception. I've known them all for decades, even though the church is 4 years old. I've known this guy for 50 years and this guy for seems like 40 years. I love this guy, but I love this guy too. I know what I'm saying. So anyway, but the Lord brought these two here because at the very beginning stages of this church, neither one of them knew anything about Hope Chapel. And God has brought Ron all the way from California to be with us and has been with us now for 2 years. You were here just a couple of weeks or a few weeks after we got started. So Greg and his family, can you introduce your families so that they know who's everybody? Ron, where's...
Mine be pretty easy. Carrie's my wife.
And so there's everybody knows Carrie. And
Fania, my wife, most everybody knows. And then Delane's over here. Russell's at Liberty, and James is with the fifth graders.
So. Okay. So... And pray for these gentlemen, all right, because they want to do what is right before God, and we are so glad that God has given. And I want to tell you this, God will bring more, okay? This is not it. God will bring more leaders to this church, and he's continually to do that. So these are the leaders, and please pray for them. Thanks, guys, so much. And then I'm going to ask for the deacons to come on up. There's five of them, Chris and Brent and James. Daniel is in the back. He's teaching what grade?
Security.
Oh, he's in security today. So if anybody gets hurt, that's Daniel's fault, okay? We just started. Who are we missing?
Earl's out of town.
Earl McMahon. Earl is traveling, I think, up in Pennsylvania. But these three guys, this is James Anderson. I've known him for over 25 years, and a blessing. He was in the youth group that basically where this whole thing faulted from, and James has been a real blessing in our midst. Now, we just have started this group, the deacons, and so they're in the process of assigning responsibilities and doing all kinds of things. Chris Campbell came down 2 years ago and from Chicago. And Brant has been here literally from day one. And so I'm going to pass it to you guys to tell us what basically you're responsible for, and then we'll go to the next stage. James, what do you do as far as deacon is concerned? Chris, what do you do as far as...
I watch these two guys out of control. What do I do? This is the first time I've ever been a deacon, and at this point, I've had three sessions, if you will, and so to be frank, I'm truly just learning the ropes and the ins and outs of the church. It is interesting to be a part of a church and on the leadership side of things. The whole things you just don't typically see.
Yeah.
It's interesting how to help and how to serve. And
amen.
How to serve.
James, let's go back to you. What do you do as far as...
So my main role in the church is the assimilation process, and we'll talk some about that a little bit later. And then I also am involved in the ordinances of the church, which would include the baptism and the communion.
Who does the benevolence?
Daniel.
Daniel does the benevolence. Okay. Brent?
So I have responsibility as treasurer. As part of the deacons, we are responsible for maintaining the finances, making sure that we're keeping the budget, and then I also have to report to the elders on a periodic basis of where we stand and then help them put budgets together for each year.
Now, I want to say this because I want you to note this. This guy over here is doing a ton of stuff for the church. This guy is doing a ton of stuff for the church. The problem is they've been doing it for a long time. So God is going to raise up some of you, even today, and take care of some of these responsibilities that they have, and they will gladly dish them over to you. But you got to be totally committed. You can't be one of those, well, I'll try it and see if it, no. Okay. So they're going to give it over to you, but remember, you got to put it in there so that this church keeps doing what God wants it to do as far as excellence is concerned, okay? So just know that the reason I'm saying that is because you'll see this guy and this guy up here again. And it will get to be humorous. But anyway, so thank you, Deacon, so much for coming. Give them a hand. And let me, at this point, if you can go back a little bit, Mike, I want to tell you of the theme that we're going to have for this year. The theme for our church this year is going to, He Gave Us Stories. All right, now what in the world do you mean by that? We're going to go through the survey of the Old Testament. How many books are in the Old Testament? How many books in the Old Testament? 39, okay. So we're going to take a book a day, a book a Sunday. We're going to explain what that book is all about, all right? Some of you, I'm looking at some people going, all right? Now, I'm not going to do it alone. There's going to be other guys in this church who are preachers, and they're going to get a book, and I'm going to tell them they've got to present that book for one Sunday. Leviticus is a really good book for other pastors, so we may have John talking about Leviticus. he's leaving. Okay, but we're going to, hopefully, in a year's time, go through the entire Old Testament, because there's a ton of stuff, that is about the Old Testament we just don't know about. We haven't studied it. It's not been something that we've read through Habakkuk. Okay, or Zephaniah, or Haggai, or Zechariah. What are you talking about? Those are books in the Old Testament, okay? But there's a video. Did we get that up? Okay, I want to show you this video because next week, today is the 11th, next week on the 18th, we're going to have a special presentation that we want all of you here for, because it's going to be a fantastic time, and you'll see what it is. Let's begin it.
So this is the Bible. Well, these days it might even turn on, like this. The Bible is large, it is old, it was around when people looked like this. How does it apply to me? I mean, it's longer than 140 characters. Where do I begin? It can be intimidating. Why do I need to learn the Old Testament? Why not just skip over to the New Testament? Well, consider this. Did you know that Jesus quotes the Old Testament? God's story of salvation and love begins in the Old Testament? Or Jesus lived during Old Testament times? Maybe you like Genesis, and Exodus is pretty epic, but what's the deal with Leviticus?
John?
And what's a Habakkuk? Walk through the Old Testament can answer all these questions in a few hours. Yeah, that's right, you can learn the entire Old Testament in a few hours. You can learn it in the time it takes to fly from New York to LA, or in the time it takes to build that bookshelf from that funny-sounding furniture store. Walk through the Old Testament is the creative idea of Walk Through the Bible. Over 10 million people have discovered Walk Through the Bible live events. God's big plan in the Old Testament is really a rescue plan, an amazingly true story of how God wanted a relationship with His people. It's filled with drama, excitement, and family tension. Plus, there's a dude named Jethro. It's not just knowledge, it's a foundation upon which everything else in your life should be built on. Knowing the Old Testament helps you understand God, His plans, His justice, His love, and how you fit into all of it. God has a plan for your life. Understanding the Old Testament is understanding God better. So, what if you could learn the entire Old Testament in just a few hours? What if you could know it so well you could tell a friend in 3 minutes? Well, you can. Attend to Walk Through the Old Testament. Learn the Old Testament in just a few hours. Remember it and apply it to the rest of your life.
So that's what's going to happen next week in the morning service, and then we're going to have, we've never done this before, we're going to have an evening service at 5 o'clock next on the 18th, and it's going to do hour number 2, and then on the 25th and the 2nd, we're going to finish it out, so we'll have 4 hours basically in the Old Testament, and that'll give us a survey of the whole gamut as far as the Old Testament is concerned, because it's important. We've got the Old Testament, for God tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6, it says that He gave us examples, or He gave us stories so that we can learn about what the Scripture says and how we can abide by it. So that's coming up. You can come next week. Please do that. There'll be notebooks, and let me really encourage you, parents, just don't buy one for your family. Buy one for you and for your children, because your children, I think it, Kelly, is it fourth and fifth grade are going to be in here? Is that what your plan is? Okay. So fourth and fifth grade will be in here also. Please get them one. Now, I know it might be a little bit extensive. It's going to be 10 books a book, but they'll be able to keep this and use this for the rest of their lives. And the material that's in that book, I think we've got one over there. You can look at it. The material that's in that book is something that will help them understand the Old Testament for the rest of their life. So just that announcement. All right, now we're going to introduce you to the life groups. We have a number of life groups, several life groups, and so let me have all the life group leaders, husbands and wives, please come on up to the front, and we'll introduce you. They'll tell you about where they're meeting. They're going to tell you about what maybe their study is, and they will give you a little bit of introduction as far as what life group is all about. Life group is... Oh, no. Now, Brenda is not here today, and she bought those, so don't tell her that that happened, all right? Life group at Hope Chapel is extremely important, and life group for us is a what is often said is lifeblood as far as our church is concerned. It's something that matters to the church. We're not a church... with life groups, we are a church of life groups. In other words, everybody in the church, about 95% of the adults are going to or attending life groups. And the reason is because that's where we, dead set on making disciples of Jesus Christ, that's where it occurs. When I preach to you on Sunday morning, you're going to get some stuff in the Bible. You need more accountability. You need people looking into your lives and saying, hey, I love you enough to tell you the truth, okay? So that's what life group does. And so we'll start. Let's start. You got more than one? Okay, let's turn those on. And let's begin with Jimmy, okay? Now, Jimmy is not a life group leader, okay? And I'll give this to you guys. But Jimmy is standing in for?
Dan Hartway.
Dan and Trish Hartway. And you guys meet where?
At the Hartway's house.
Hartway's house. And that's over on, you can get all that information, by the way. Beautiful new display out in the lobby that you can go out there and pick up a card and get all of this information. There's also that information that will be back there at that table. Do you know what you're studying as far as this year is concerned?
Yeah, we're doing What on Earth Are We Here For?
That's a good study.
Purpose-Driven Life, yeah. Which is the book that brought me and Michelle to Christ.
So this will come to theirs, and I think you've guys got 12 already. I talked with Dan this morning. He said you got 12. So this is a really good group, but it's kind of full, all right? So you might want to choose another group to go to, all right? So thanks very much. Let's go to James. Tell us a little bit about your life group, brother.
So the Anderson Life Group meets on Wednesday nights. It's at our home on Phillips Lane, and we have been... just starting into a series on Nehemiah for the next several weeks, and it's Wednesday nights at 6:30. So our group is sort of also full right now, but we have a good time on Wednesday nights.
So Wednesday nights and
Tuesday nights. Tuesday
nights at
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay. Now this is Ken and Karen Lee. Oh, you guys can explain about your life group.
All right, we're with the McMahon Life Group, and Earl, who's not here today, I'm filling in for him. He often travels, so he won't be able to make it on Wednesdays. We meet Wednesdays at their place, so we will be co-hosting with them when he can't make it. So I did get some notes as far as what we're going to be covering. He mentioned murder, adultery, money, and revenge.
You might want to choose another one of these.
Wait. That's don't judge us. Don't judge us. Judge not, lest you be not judged. We're going to be looking at the Beatitudes. We'll be in Matthew chapter 5.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good. Right. Yeah, that's it. So come on out Wednesday. We won't be starting this Wednesday. The following Wednesday, we'll pick it up. 7 o'clock, the McMahons, just north of here, about 10 minutes.
Amen. That's Karen, it. His wife. So
Karen, my wife.
Let me have that microphone. And Bergdorf, you can.
I'm Eric Bergdorf. This is my wife, Liz. We are going to be doing our life group at our house. It's in Greer. It's actually about 7 minutes away from the church. We'll be meeting on Thursdays, 6:45. I guess the goal for our life group is we think about the early church, and kind of their whole goal was to survive and spread the gospel. I mean, Acts says they ate together, they fellowshiped, they broke bread. It doesn't say they were singing, but we know what they were doing. We know they were singing too. But we'll be doing a little bit of that and just some worship. But we want to keep it simple. We want to learn about who God is. We want to hold each other accountable. We want to have a place for us to come together and get to know you and disciple. So,
now, they don't have anybody in their life group because this is brand new. All right? So when they start, we can have the whole crowd come to theirs.
We've got about three couples in our life
already group, right? In it. All right. So we've got three already. So we've got some room to grow on that one. Thank you very much. You can give it to Greg.
Okay. I'm Greg Page, and this is my wife, Tanya. And she doesn't like getting in front of a bunch of people, but she teaches kids all day, so I don't get that. But anyway, we're the yellow card. If you go up and look at the display, we're the yellow card. So you can pick up one of our cards, and you'll see that we are at 205 West McElhaney Road in Taylor's. And, of course, our cell phone and email's on there. We have a great time at Life Group. We share life together. And I failed to mention Roger has just come up, and he's decided that he's going to be a co-leader with me. And so Roger is actually beginning to look at what we're going to study, but we're going to be involved in the walk through the Bible. So we're committing our group to do the walk through the Bible, and we'll be joining in with that. So that'll go through till 1st of October. And so then we'll crank up on a Bible study that Roger's looking at. So we share together, and if I ever go over and I don't have accountability time, I'm in trouble with our ladies because they have a great accountability time. The guys do too, but the ladies are really, they'd lock on to that. Yeah, they throw down. So we have a good time. We get together from time to time. We got together through the summer and had a good time together. So anyway, you're welcome to come be with us. I think part of our purpose in the next few months is to grow and divide. So we're welcoming new members at this time. And it may get a little big for a little bit, but we'll divide. Okay?
Okay. Oh, no. Carrie really likes this, I can tell.
I forced her to wear it. I'm Ron, and this is Carrie. Our life group is on Thursday night at 7 to 8:30. We're the only Simpsonville group that we have. We're just off of Woodruff Road and close to Five Forks. And we meet every Thursday night starting this fall. And we're starting a new series by Francis Chan. It's a video series on the forgotten God. It has to do with the work of the Holy Spirit, or how little we emphasize the work of the Spirit in our personal lives. We're looking forward to that series, and I hope you'll join us. If you have any questions, we'll be glad. And I understand my wife says we're the red card outside.
Pink.
Pink. I think he's playing with me.
They will be the red card next week.
We've got a few of our members here today. We're not a real big group. John sitting over here and his wife, Tara. And we got Beck sitting right here. And I think Pam. Oh, she's back there. She must be working somewhere or at least drinking coffee right now. No, she's in our group. And we'd like to have a few more Thursday nights, 7 to 8:30. Thank you.
Okay, Chris, last one.
Got one.
Oh, you got one.
My name is Chris Campbell. This is my wife, Katrina. We actually have two life groups. We are 10 minutes that away from the church. The first group that we lead on Sunday nights is for young married and empty nesters, I'd guess. Children are welcomed at our house. We'll put them up in a room, close the door, and never hear from them for an hour and a half. Turn the TV on, they'll go like this. Anyhow, we are doing the walk through the Bible the first couple weeks, and then, like Ron and Carrie, we're going to do the Francis Chan after that. So that's our first life group, and that currently consists of four couples, counting Katrina and I. So we enjoy having others come. The second life group we lead is the college life group, and we love college. So we've got 12 kids, 12 young adults in college, and we enjoy having them tremendously. Once a month. What day? I think it's the last Thursday of the month. Only college kids are welcome. We have free food. It's a complete meal. 18 to 25. So, come over for a free meal at least once a month, guys. It's good. Last week we had tacos, burritos, steak burritos. Anyhow, it was good. So that's our free food's a key word there. And that's by the way on Thursday night. And the only thing, what else am I forgetting? Oh, we're studying right now Prayer Coach. Sorry, ADD kicked in. We're studying Prayer Coach by James Nicodeme. Good study.
Amen. Give him a hand. Have any questions? Thanks, you guys. You can go. Now, I will tell you this. There's eight groups up there right now, but by December, we're probably going to have 10 to 11 groups. God is bringing more and more people to our church, and we're serious about the life group situation. We really mean it when we have a lot of fun, but we really mean it when we say we're just not, life group for us is not just come, talk a little bit, have a good time, and walk away. This is strong accountability. It's where the guys and the girls split up, and we sit down and we ask the tough questions that the wives want the men to ask one another, and the men want the wives to ask one another, and the straight-up questions as far as what's going on in your life and how are you growing. It's a very, very important part of this church, so much so that we have made it into a commitment of the membership of the church. If a person's going to join our church, they commit to a life group. So it's not just something that's an option. It becomes a commitment as far as our church is concerned. And I'll just tell you, life group, I get to visit all of them. They don't give me one. Trust me on that one. They ask me to go around to all of the different life groups. So I get to see everybody's life group. So if you really want the lowdown, come talk to me and I can tell you the really good ones, all right? And all the life group leaders can negotiate with me as far as what I say about your life group. Just kidding. All right. Next thing that we want to share with you, and by the way, all of those life group leaders that you saw up here will be over at that table so that you can talk with them when we divide up following the ministry, explaining to you the ministries that are coming up. So let me have the ministries that are, first one is worship, Mark and Eric, if you'll come back up and explain to us a little bit about the worship here at the church.
Eric's just going to do all the talking.
So. We can talk over each other that way.
We talk over each other. We don't like each other. Now, one of the things we do at worship with Hope is we call it vertical. I'm sure you heard of it. It's not horizontal. There's a lot of good songs on the radio, a lot of good Christian songs that focus on how I feel. And there's nothing wrong with the songs. It's just we just don't do those here. We want everything to be, you know, vertical. From the time you walk in, we want everything to be focused on God. And one of the reasons is Sunday morning sometimes is the worst times of the week. As you're getting ready for my wife and I, we have to get, you know, sometimes three kids ready and be here at 8 o'clock, and it's frustrating. And so we're the first thing you hear Sunday morning. We're the first part of the gospel that you get to hear. And so we want to focus on vertical, focus on what God is, who God is, and what he has done and for us. So that's what we try to accomplish. Our goal, anyway, I believe, is what we would try to accomplish.
Yeah, our one of our pillars, if you've noticed out there, it's lifting high the name of Jesus in worship. It's this part of our worship is an integral part of what we do here every Sunday morning. We don't see it as a worship time and a sermon time. We see it all as worship. It should tie in all flawlessly with God willing, that everything should come together. But it's such a big part of what we do is that it's one of our pillars, lifting high the name of Jesus in worship. We don't lift high each other in the name of worship. We don't say, oh, the God did this, or where we did this, or what we did. We don't spend a lot of time talking about what we did for God, but we talk about who God is. We worship God for who he is and who he says he is. So, yeah, as Mark said, I mean, that's what we try to do with all the songs we pick, with the way we try to present ourselves up here. If we could be down there with you worshiping, that would be terrific for us. But yeah. I don't know how that would work logistically. But,
Speaking of that, we are having auditions. There it is. Brant's got the slide up. He is the man. Michael and Brant. They're they're on it. They're on it. We are doing an audition thing. We want people to help out. Don't look up here, and if you come in and you're new to the church, don't look and say, oh, they've got it together. They don't need me. We need you. We need you big time. We need breaks every once in a while. You know, Eric and myself and my wife back there, you know, we never get a break. And soon Sarah and Maria, wherever they are not going to get a break either. I put them on the schedule every week now. But we want people to help out. We want people to join. We want people to come and be a part of this. So don't look up here and think, oh, they got it, or I'm not good enough, or none of that. Don't think none of that at all. None of us are good enough to be up here. You know, God has really taken what you see and developed it into a team that of what we have. So we'll be over there. I think you'll be at the life group table. I'll be at that table back there with ministries. So if you're interested, come talk to me. If you haven't talked to me, we have a few people that's already getting on board with us. But if you're interested in being a part, come talk to me. Come talk to Eric. And we want to get you involved. We want to get you, you know, find a place for you and get you to help out so we can all kind of rotate and take some time.
We do have a mission statement as well that Alan Buttery wrote for the worship team. So if I don't know if that's going to be at the table. Is that going to be at the table? Copies of it? Okay. So feel free to take that with you. Read over it. If you agree with, you know, the way we do worship here, which I hope you do. I mean, you know, we try to do it as glorifying to God as possible, as we know how. But read over that. And if you do want to come to the audition, like I said, it's on the 17th at 1 p.m., which is Saturday. This Saturday, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Yeah. Next
Saturday. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that.
One second.
Had a God effect or something like that. But there are a number of you that are out here that have helped out with other worship teams and our church also. Stephanie and Liz, where are you guys? Stephanie, are you here, Stephanie? Stephanie's been with us, and Liz right over here has helped us. And there have been some, in fact, George just came. George has been with us about a month or two or something like that, and he's already playing bass. Where's George? George, there's George, okay. So George is playing. But how many in this church, how many of you just, I mean, you sing? Put your hand up. If you can sing, now look at, see, come on, folks, put your hand up. How many of you can speak? Put your hand up, okay? Put your hand up. Okay, if you can speak, all singing is continual speaking. You just stop, sing, like, okay, and that's all it is, all right? I took voice lessons when I was in college. I just want you to know that. That's why they don't let me sing. But if you feel that God would have you help us out as far as if you play the guitar or the drums or something like that, a violin, please go to the auditions. That will really, really help us out. Now, the next up is missions. Ron, come on up and tell us about missions.
Missions is... it's on. Okay. Missions is a very important part of Hope Chapel. And we have mission trips every year. And we have local missions as well as overseas missions. But we want to start with showing you a short testimonial by Delaine Page, who went on a trip this year, and how it affected her. So let's watch that and I'll go from there.
As Hope Chapel Missions Director, one of our goals is to see every member experience a short-term mission trip while they're a member here. And one of the things you learn is how to give, how to serve others, but you also receive a lot. And I want you to just listen the next few minutes to someone who went on a trip recently, and now they're sharing about what God taught them.
It started off when they were offering the mission trip to everyone in the church, and I really wanted to go, but I didn't have the money to go, and so I just said, okay, well, I can't go this year, But then Mariana told me about a camp that she works at, and so I decided that I was going to spend the summer there and work with her, and it was going to be really fun. But then after the new year, I just didn't have peace about going there anymore, and I didn't know why, but I knew that I just needed to decide not to go, because I originally, like, I didn't think I could go because all the spots were filled, so I said that was done. And then a spot opened up, and then so I had said that I wanted to go, and that got, I was able to go, and Dad asked, like, would you mind if I would go? And I said, this is kind of something I want to do on my own, and just, like, it can be my first independent thing. And so he said okay and wasn't going to go, but then Ron had this stroke, and Dad said, I have to go. They have to have someone there. And so I said, okay, that's fine. And at the time, I knew that there had to be something there, even just with Dad having to come with me, that I was supposed to be learning. And when Dad went down there, he obviously knew Spanish, so he got to know the people, the tias, the missionaries, everyone, and got to know them really well and get comfortable with them. And so whenever we came home and I said, you know, like, I kind of want to go back, he said, like, I'm comfortable with sending you by yourself because I know the people down there, they're good people, you're going to be safe, like, nothing's going to happen to you, and if it does, there's plenty of people there that know what to do. And so I feel comfortable sending you by yourself. Alan had made a comment when we were down there. He said, you have to be okay with being outrageously uncomfortable. And that stuck with me even when deciding to go back. Like, for a week, whenever I battled with should I go back or not, and that just kept playing in my head. And finally I just said, okay, I have to go. This is what God wants me to do. So I'm going to do it. My wish of wanting to be independent and giving in to, or having to give in to Dad going, just made it, like, the blessing became bigger because I was able to spend more time and completely by myself, not even with church people there too. So since Ron wasn't able to go and Dad was able to go, me being able to go the second time all goes back to Ron suffering for us and having the stroke, and that ultimately led to me being able to spend the time down there this summer by myself. He's taught me the importance of listening to him and know when, like, my plans just need to go out the window, and whenever, like, just to know he's always got my best interests at hand. And just learning the servant's heart and unconditional love from the people down there, because all the tias are taking care of kids all day every day, and then when the kids are at school, they're serving people that they don't even know and probably never see again, and doing chores that just no one wants to do, and they're doing it happily, and because they just want to serve the people. And that was just a challenge for me to do it without complaining even. And then just the love that they show is probably the closest physical love that I've felt, like the closest to what Christ's love will feel like. And that was just incredible. Even in the way that they hug you, it's like better than any hug I've gotten from anyone, and it's just, they don't even know you, and they love you that much. And so, I don't know, just learning that from them was amazing.
Proverbs 16, man plans, God directs. I plan to go, but God said, no, I need a father to go so his daughter can go back and really follow up on what she found.
I'm not planning to have another stroke this year, but it is amazing how God works. Actually, both Delaine and Greg went in slots that were somebody else was supposed to be going. And that's the way God works, and did a great job in Delaine's life, and that's exciting. Let me tell you about three opportunities you have this year, or this coming year, in missions. The first, Honduras, though we don't have a trip finalized to them, but we are planning on possibly going either in the spring or in the fall. And if you're interested in going to Honduras, we want you to sign up over there on the missions list, and check that, and we will keep you posted on any opportunities that develop going to Honduras again this year. The second one is a local mission, and that is Miracle Hill. We support them as a missions, but every year they have a turkey fry. That's where they get together, a whole bunch of us get together and cook all these turkeys. I think you see the picture of the turkeys, the the cooker's in the background. A bunch of turkeys in front. But anyway, that we go over and we serve the food prep for 2,000 people. And that's a lot of people, but it's a lot of good opportunities. How many of you have ever worked at, on the turkey fry? There's several that have, and it is a good experience. And then the third mission opportunity this year is the one we want to focus on this year, and that is a trip to New York City. The date on it is July the, what is it? I haven't got my notes up, and I can't see it. So at the 12th through the 18th, is that what it is? Okay, 16th through the 20th. How's that sound? Okay. This is a wonderful opportunity. They do speak English up there, not exactly like we do down here. But I found that to be true. I went up there in the military. I thought I was in a foreign country. But anyway, what's nice about this is it's great for families because there's three programs that are going on at the same time. There's a sports program of soccer and basketball, and then there is what they call a prayer what's it called? Prayer stations. I want to call them prayer tents. But prayer stations where people come up for prayer. They're on the streets. And they share the story with them, a little video. And there's a lot of witnessing going on through that opportunity. And then the third one is the Edification Bible School that is held at the Brooklyn Tabernacle facility. So that's three opportunities. And a special thing is on Tuesday night, you've heard Pastor Will talk about their Tuesday night prayer meeting. And everybody in the group get a chance to go and experience that. And I'm looking forward to that. So if you're interested in going on that trip, also sign up over there and check it off. In October, Jerry McCorkle, who is in charge of Truth Ministries, which is sponsoring this trip, will be here with us. And I think we're going to give him a couple of minutes to share with you a little more on exactly how it will work. But I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you'll consider it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, bro. We're running a little bit late with time, so as far as the counseling is concerned, that's the next one that's up, and we have a video for that. We're not going to show the video. We're not going to show the video in order to save a little bit of time. Maybe we can show the video. I made it, so it's we could probably put it at the bloopers section. At the end of the service. So hopefully you'll be able to see that a little bit later. But let me just tell you a little bit about counseling. God has brought about for his purposes and for his glory a counseling ministry here at the church. And we are offering this fall, it'll go from starting tomorrow really all the way through May, flexible schedules in there. We'll be teaching how to counsel, how to do that formally and informally. A lot of people who have people that come up to them and ask them all kinds of questions. They don't know how to answer them according to the scriptures. We'll teach you what the scripture says about their issues so that you can be able to say what you need to say. So that'll start tomorrow night. If you're interested, there's a sign-up sheet over there at the ministries table that you could, if you're interested, you can also register on the internet. Just go to the church website and go for Hope in Counseling. And we've already got about 20 people that are coming. So that's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. It's just going to be a great time. So Karen Leone, who was up here with her husband, will be helping teach with that, and she's right over here. And so if you have any questions following it, please see either her or I, and we can get you all the other information as far as missions are concerned, as far as counseling is concerned. Welcome team. James, tell us a little bit about welcome team.
Hi, I'm James Anderson. I am in charge of the welcome team at Hope Chapel. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I'm sitting here in the drive-through line at Chick-fil-A on Haywood Road, and when you think about Chick-fil-A, you think about customer service, and that made me think about some of the things we do on welcome team at Hope Chapel to welcome the guests that come in. You know, they do a pretty good job at Chick-fil-A of making sure that you have someone out here to greet you and the traffic keeps moving, those types of things. But at the end of the day, it'd be really nice if someone would just come talk to me. You know, sometimes I just want someone to talk to, and I just got done at the car wash not too far from here, and the car wash is did a pretty good job, but they missed a couple of spots. But I really felt better when the guy walked up to me and said, "Mr. Anderson, how can I help you today?" and that was very encouraging to me. So every Sunday morning, we want to be warm and welcoming to our guests. And whether you're in line at Chick-fil-A or you're walking in the front door at Hope Chapel, the whole point is to welcome people and make them feel friendly. Think about the first time you may have come to Hope Chapel. Someone probably spoke to you. And every Sunday, that's our job, is to warmly greet and welcome the folks that come in. So we look forward to adding some new volunteers in the next few weeks, and we're excited about welcoming everybody in as Christ welcomes us.
Brenda said it was okay to post that because that's all over Facebook. Everybody just films themselves in their cars. So I said I'd try that and see what – just pop something out there real quick. Basically, just wanted to real quick just remind everybody that – and for those of you that are first-time guests with us today, you know, you are getting to see a little bit of the secret sauce behind the event that happens every Sunday. But, you know, one of the things the feedback that we do get is that we are very friendly. We're a very warm and welcoming church, and I know a lot of you are here because of that. And that is not a testament necessarily on any one person or any group of people, but that's just we want to share with people, right? We want to, you know, we're just here to worship God, and we're here to do those things. And that starts with just a smile or a handshake or something, even in the parking lot or whatever. But after the service is over, and Pastor Will has said this several times, you know, right after the service is over, we're all welcomers. Okay, whether you're on duty and you have your name tag on or your vest or something like that, you may be on the schedule for that week. But if you're here, you're on duty. Okay, and the reason I say that is because you never know who that person might be where God's going to have you sit next to somebody, right? And Will's talked about, you know, the first 5 to 7 minutes after the service is over, don't go to your friends, go find somebody new. Okay, and we have a lot of new people now, and so it's really easy to find that person and to identify yourself and just say, hey, how you doing? Or maybe I've met you before, but I haven't talked to you in a while. And so I kind of call that like section greeters, okay? So if you're sitting in a section, you're a section greeter. So everybody's got a job on welcome team, so and we'll keep that going. And I think the ministry sign-up stuff is over there. Thanks so
much. Next one is planning team or planning center. We'll talk about that in the next section, Beck. Okay, so come on out, Beck. This is Beck, and she'll tell us a little bit about Welcome Team or Planning Center.
Planning Center is the computer program that schedules all the volunteers for Welcome Team and Higher Hope. So if you've been here for a while, I'm sure you've gotten a kajillion emails from me about serving. You should probably know by now what team you're on. There's a sheet in the back over there that just tells you what team you're on. So I know some people would like to know who they serve with, so you can check that back there. If you're fairly new, but you've been through maybe Party with the Pastor, you're on your way to membership, we've tried to add you to a team, so you might want to check that to see. Our goal is to not just throw you in and not give you any type of training. So Jim and Kelly and I kind of work together. Kelly will walk people through Higher Hope. Jim will walk people through Welcome Team. And then they'll kind of give me feedback, like this person is ready to serve on Higher Hope or Welcome Team. And then I'll schedule you. So you're never going to be scheduled for something that you don't know how to do that position. When you get scheduled, you'll just get an email from me, and it's just an automated email that tells you what you're scheduled for. And then there's two big buttons that say accept or decline. If you could press one of those, that would be awesome. And don't be scared to press decline. You're not going to be fired. But if you could press one, that would be great, because then if not, it shows up a big question mark, and then I'm not sure if you're going to serve that Sunday or not. So some people feel guilty about pressing decline. It's great if you do that, because then I know I have to fill that position. So just check the back table if you want to see what team you're on. We are always looking for more people to volunteer, and I do want to say a big thank you to everyone that helps out every Sunday. You have no idea how hard it is to schedule people sometimes, and I appreciate people that are willing to step up, especially at the last minute.
Thanks, Beck. Thank you very much. And then we have tech, student, and children. So, Brent, there we go. Thank you.
So as you can tell, I have multiple hats around here and stay pretty busy. Student ministry starts tonight. There's been a bunch of emails. Just a reminder for kids that are in here tonight, 6 o'clock, middle school and high school come together. For those that have not participated, we bring them together for combined worship time, teaching time, and then we split them out into small groups, very similar to what we do as part of the church. But my bigger reason for being up here is probably tech ministry. So if you like the video that just happened or you think it really stunk and you could do better, I need to see you afterwards, all right? tech ministry covers multifaceted different things. So putting videos together, running the slides back in the back, which is Michael doing, running the soundboard that's back there. There's lots of things that need to be done that are extremely behind the scenes. So if you don't like standing up here talking, you're more than welcome to be back there helping out. So we'd like to have you come see us as a sign-up. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And then children's. We have a video.
And you don't serve in children's ministry. Children don't learn Bible stories correctly. When children don't learn Bible stories correctly, they take Bible stories out of context. When the children take Bible stories out of context, they start flipping over everything. When children start flipping over everything, the church halls become a tripping hazard. When the church halls become a tripping hazard, Pastor Will falls and breaks his arm. Don't break Pastor Will's arm. Serve in children's ministry.
How important is children's ministry? Well, more than half of people who will ever believe in Christ will do so by the age of 12. And by the time a child is 9, their basic moral foundation has already been formed. By age 13, a person has formed their first basic beliefs about the nature of God, the reliability of the Bible, the existence of an afterlife, and the everlasting love of Jesus Christ.
Through Higher Hope, we have a chance to engage the hearts of our children when they are most open to the gospel. We're able to step into their lives through all the gifts like teaching, serving, administration, and evangelism. You could get a chance to share the gospel with a child for the first time in his or her life, or help them form their first thoughts of who God is. Please know that we don't want this to be an obligation. We want this to be a pleasure. By helping us in children's ministry in any capacity, you become the hands and feet of Jesus, and they will see that He is real.
Amen. 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 Kelly Chipley, married to Brent, and she does all of the children's ministry. So what do you want to tell us?
So Higher Hope, I mean, we exist to glorify God. Well, one of the reasons how we glorify God is by coming along families. But one of the things by coming along families is to have events. So I have an event calendar back there in the back that you guys can pick up. So like during these events, you know, we want to encourage one another and we want to build each other up. So this is, you know, so come to these events. So the next one is coming up soon, September 24th at 9:30. And all families, I hope, are invited to this. So come at 9:30. We're going to go to Skytop Orchard, and so we can just celebrate and be with one another. And then I have lots of resources for you guys so that you can spend more time with your families. And the resources are back here at the ministry table if you want to come see me afterward.
Thank you so much. Children's ministry is a delight for this church, and we're so thankful that God has called Kelly to oversee all of that responsibility. There's a bunch of other stuff that she has back there. Please go back to that table. There are sign-ups back there for life groups, for ministries, for all of those things. A very important thing that we need to share with you, Jim, come on up, has to do with assimilation. And Jim is going to explain what we do as far as our information, as far as the church is concerned. Some of you are befuddled about computers or things like that. We have a data program where we run the whole church on. Jim is going to explain a portion of that.
Okay, very good. Do we have slides to go with this, Brent? Okay, that's fine. There's two basic systems, I would say, that we use. And sometimes people get them confused. But to help clarify some of that, we do have a handout over here at the communications table. The first one is what we call the in fellowship, okay? And if you want to get in that system, that is where you have your life group emails live, your information about your personal profile that then becomes incorporated into the church directory, okay? And that all runs through either In Fellowship or Fellowship One, if you hear those terms batted around. And we definitely want to make sure everyone has their logins and passwords to that system, because if you say, well, I need to find so-and-so at the church, we don't publish a church directory. It's all in Fellowship, okay? And we've got information for how you can log in for you over there. The other one is the one that Beck already talked about, which is the Planning Center. And a lot of people will recognize that one because they get the emails from it, but they don't understand if they're getting their emails different. One of the things that we want to clarify is when you first start coming to church here, one of the first announcements you'll hear is about the e-bulletin, and the e-bulletin is sent out every week. And in order for you to get that, we got to make sure we have your email address correctly. And we have had several situations over, you know, whether it's just from a data key error or something like that, where we have the email address wrong. And if that happens, just let us know. And you can certainly just make a note in the next week's friendship register or whatever, and we'll make sure to contact you to make sure we've got your email address in there correctly. But then the second thing is if you have just one email for the entire family, then that's going to kind of make it a little bit difficult. It might gum up the works a little bit, because then the entire family would get that email from Planning Center instead of the right person in the family to do the thing. So we try to get a unique email address as much as possible. So the other part of that is if you get the e-bulletin, we try to make it mobile-friendly so that you can just scroll it on your smartphone. And a lot of people may not realize if you keep scrolling, there's more stuff down there at the bottom. So keep scrolling on that. So if you have any questions on that, we would welcome you to please stop by the communications table after the service, and we want to make sure we have all that information in there as well. Thank you.
So you basically found out all about, as far as our ministries are concerned, our life group is concerned. Let me just say there's four tables again. There's a life group table that you can go back there and sign up for getting more information about the life groups, and also sign up for a life group there. Ministry tables have children's and students, and all of that stuff is back there with the sign-ups. Over here is a refreshment table, and the following one is a communication table. Go over here to make sure that you're signed up so that you got all the information that the church is going to pump out every single week to give you help as far as the church is concerned, okay? So that's the end of the presentation. I believe we don't have anything else. We're going to divide up now and spend the next 5 to 10 minutes of you being able to sign up and do whatever you want as far as the table is concerned. Make sure you take all of that food, okay? Make sure you stomach all of that food, because it's good, and we don't want to take it home, all right? So you make sure you get all the food that you want, and then in about 10 minutes, we'll close in a word of prayer, and everybody can be gone.